Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
And give Him the praise, give Him the worship. Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. We magnify your name, we bless you, we honor you. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you. We magnify your name, Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the blessings. We magnify you, Jesus. Receive our praise. Receive all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up and say with me, say, because I'm here this morning, oh Lord, arise and bring a turnaround in my family. And then, can we pray in the name of Jesus, because I'm here this morning, arise by your power, arise by your grace, bring a turnaround in every area of my family, bring a turnaround, because I'm here this morning, arise by your power, arise by your grace, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround in my family, because I'm here. Today, arise by your grace, arise by your power, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround, arise by your grace, by your power, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround. Mandale Bokoria Bala, bring a turnaround, bring a turnaround, arise by your grace, arise by your mercy, bring a turnaround. Bring a turnaround. Arise by your grace. Arise by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. Arise by your grace. Bring a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Say, I ask. Can I say, I ask that a multidimensional and multifaceted blessing of God be upon my family in the name of Jesus. Multidimensional, multifaceted blessing of God that affect different dimensions, affect different facets of my life and destiny. Let it be upon my family. Multidimensional grace, multidimensional blessings, multifaceted grace, multifaceted blessing. Let it be upon every family in this house in the name of Jesus. Multidimensional, multifaceted blessing and grace be upon our families in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Stretch your hands up. Let there be an extravagant release of blessings. A release of the extravagant blessing of the Lord upon every family represented in this place. In the name of Jesus. Whatever blessing you need are activated for you to fulfill and move to your next level, let those blessings be activated in your life now. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And then later we take 8:9. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Ogenemi everywhere. Ogene Sega. Ejiro Ogene. Ogene Sega. Can we read together? And God is able to make all grace abound to me, so that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I will abound. Give me ESV. That one is here. Okay, let's go. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. Lift your right hand. Let's pray. My family, God is able to make all grace abound to my family, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, we may abound to in every good work. Can you pray that prayer? Put it on the screen. We are praying. Put it on the screen, please. Let's go. And God is able to make all grace available to my family. We are bound. God is able to make all grace abound to my family, so that having sufficiency in all things. Sufficiency in all things. We are bound. Sufficiency in all things. At all times. We are bound in all good things. In the name of Jesus. Can I really say all grace? Say all manner of grace. All kind of grace. All dimension of grace abounds towards my family. Abounds towards my family. Say we begin to have sufficiency in all things. At all times, my family begins to have sufficiency in all things, at all times, and we are bound in every good work. From today, we are bound in every good work, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we take one more? 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Can we all read together? It's about grace again. Let's go. And you know, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. He created the whole world, he owns the whole world, but he left his glory and became as nothing, and walked the path and died for us. He did that so that you might be rich. He left it all so that you can have it all. Lift your hands up to him. Grace. 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 That moves a family from poverty in a generation. Grace. That moves a family from insufficiency into abundance and excess. Let that grace come upon this house this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand, your two hands up. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Say the grace that made Jesus to be poor so that I might be rich. Let that grace be upon my life, my family this morning. In the name of Jesus, let that grace terminate every form of lack in my life. Let that grace terminate every form of lack in my life. Let that grace terminate every form of lack in my life. Let that grace terminate. Let the grace of God terminate every lack. Terminate every lack. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say by the grace of God. I can hear you say by the grace of God. I have more than enough. I have all sufficiency. I have in excess. I have abundance. I have in overflow. Say by the grace of God, my family have more than enough. By the grace of God, we move from poverty into more than enough. By the grace of God, we move from poverty into all sufficiency. By the grace of God, we move from poverty into excess. By the grace of God, we move from poverty into abundance. By the grace of God, we move from poverty into our overflow. And he anointed my head with oil. My cups runs over. My cups overflow. By the grace of the Lord, we move from poverty into an overflow. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We magnify your name. Blessed your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you, beautiful choir. God bless you. Genesis 18, verse 19. And then we read Proverbs 22, verse 9. For I have chosen him. Give me New King James, if it's possible, or King James. New King James. For I have known him in order that he might command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him Abraham was an idol worshipper in awe of the Chaldeans, and God of glory appeared to him. Most of the time, I sit down and I look and say, there are many idol worshippers all around. Why would you appear to Abraham alone? And one of the answers is what God is giving, for I have known him, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. As a parent, can the Lord say this about you? Does the Lord know you? That the faith will not end with you. That the faith will continue with you. Can the Lord boldly say about you, like he spoke to you about Abraham, that I know him. He's going to command his children after me. We are in the generation when parents give money to teach to their children, to give their teachers during exam for invigilation. We are in the generation where much more than the exam fee, we add some things to it. We are in the generation when we are told, if you don't know the way, you must know the way. You know the way. If you know no book, you must know the way to survive. We are in the generation where the parents are helping the children to commit atrocity. Before you in church, can the Lord boldly say that I know him, that he will command his children after him. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows up, he will not depart from it. So this morning I have a question for you before my wife comes out. What kind of a parent are you? Please help me ask somebody by your side. What kind of a parent are you? Don't mind if the person is single or not, like Jonah. Just ask them. They will be able to answer based on what it will be. And they are in school now, in marriage school, family school learning. Please ask again, what kind of parent are you? Ask the person again, what kind of parent will you be? You know, such things, nobody gives an answer. We have an option as parents, whether to be in control or to give guidance and direction. The way we rule our family will have an effect on our children later. Like people in leadership will say, the governance structure will determine how far the organization will go. So what is the governance structure of our family? What is the governance structure of your family? You discover that nowadays, experience is not enough to bring up children. You need revelation and the help of God. Because what is happening today, we have never gone through it before, and everything is new. So parenting is almost like pay as you go. And if parenting becomes pay as you go, you need the Holy Spirit to guide you as you go. You know, experience has shown that there are four kinds of parents. There is the dictator, there is the boss, there is the coach, there is the consultant. The dictator, the boss, the coach, the consultant. We all grew up under different parents. Your father, who was he? In those days, when you hear a horn, anybody understand what I'm talking about? When you hear a horn, what happened? You discover that the sitting room becomes clean immediately. That's when you will know that miracles happen. Everywhere changes fall. They are dictators. They are bosses. They are coaches. They are consultants. Don't choose one. Be all. Did you hear me? Don't choose one. Be all. There is a time you need to be a detector. There is a time you need to be a coach. There's a time you must discipline. And for people that have read psychology and belong to the white people's line of thought, where you don't discipline your children, where to say sit down there, don't move, is difficult for you. Don't worry. I hope you have gone abroad and see what their children are doing to the parents now. May that not happen to you. Train up a child. Spare the rod. Spoil what? Spoil the child. What kind of a parent are you? A dictator? A boss? A coach? Or a consultant? Be all. Now, when a child has been born up to the level of being a toddler, you must be a dictator. The first years of the child. We should not see your children manipulating you. There are some people in church, I see their children manipulating them, and they are, sometimes I feel like beating the father, beating the mother, and beating the child. But you know, I'm one of the most liberal pastors. As you want to do your family, do it. When they grow up, we'll join you in praying for them. When a child is just born and to being a toddler, you must be a dictator. You should be in control and in charge of everything about the child. You must give direction. That is why hot water has poured on 2-year-old children. Why? The parents refuse to be a dictator at that time. At that time, the child knows nothing and is trying to explore the world. You must dictate and guide the child at that time. If you don't, there might be some calamity. It's the best time to love your child with everything you have, to protect your child, to provide for your child, to nurture your child. It is at the time do you help the child to have a good self-esteem. So when I say dictator, please, you have to know what I mean. I am saying you should be in charge. Because some people, dictator means you beat the child, you hit the child. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you are totally in control of everything that happens to that. You know, if something bad happened to your 3-year-old son, no government will ask you what happened. They will jail you first. Why? At that age, you are totally in control. Are we still in church? My time is up. Between secondary school, primary school and secondary school, be the boss. Be the boss. You see, we have some very terrible teachers that because of that you have to go to school to help your children. But 80-90% of the cases why parents go to school of their children is, how will I say it? Is the negligence of the parents and the parents wanting the teachers to do for them what they are supposed to do for their children. My Yoruba people say, the child that you train at home that does not take training, it is from outside that they train them. Allow the teachers in school to give your children some training. You touch my children, I will beat you, I will fight. You go to school, you embarrass yourself. Some of you have changed school like 6 times. Now everybody knows, say now you, part-time, one school, part-time, one school. What do you think is happening to the child? If the child grows up and they ask him, which school did you go to? Primary, we mention 7. Secondary, we mention 5. University, I don't know the number. Why? Because the parents have not played their role appropriately. When they are between secondary school and secondary, you are the boss. When we say you are the boss, we are saying you are giving them responsibility. You are giving them tax, but you are micromanaging. You are watching. You are watching. And you are watching. Don't take your eye off your children. Don't take your eye off your children. One of my brothers, in fact, there was a time when couples fellowship together, and he said, he can't touch. He can't touch the... He can't beat the child, he can't touch it. Now. When she was saying a couple's fellowship, I was just laughing at him. Just wait. Don't worry, soon you will understand. Now,
we are the one fighting him, that is not how you beat a child. I remember somebody saying, he said, before I got married, I have 100 principles about how to train a child. Now that I'm married, I don't know which principle I'm supposed to use. When you are not in charge, your children will take charge, because nature abhors a vacuum. And woe betide you if your 3-year-old son, 7-year-old, are the ones controlling you. Between secondary school, later part of secondary school and university, you become a coach. And you know, majority of the time you spend as a parent will be in the role of a coach. You focus on teaching, you focus on training, you focus on guiding them. You allow them to take decision and guide them. When they take decision, let them face the repercussion of their decision, whether it is good or bad. Most of your time in life as a parent will be as a coach. And the last part of it is you become a consultant. They have graduated from school. They are now married. What they don't ask you, you don't poke nose your nose into it. When they need help, they will call you and you advise them. But there are many parents that have missed it. Their children are married. They want to be detector instead of being consultants. They want to correct the errors of what they did not do when they were supposed to be in control. Now the person is married. They don't disgrace me. They are calling every time. No wonder everybody is running away from mommy's boy and daddy's girls from marrying them. When you are supposed to be a consultant, don't be a boss. They are married now. Let them live their lives. You have lived your own. Know what to do part time in parenting. That's why I said, be all. Be a consultant. Be a dictator. Be a coach. Be a boss. And you can interchange. Do you know that when the child is married also, there's a time you can be a boss? When he said, no, they correct again, they misbehave for marriage, you come as a father that have trained him and say some things. So even though it can be done by stages, you can interchange it. I ask that the Lord give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. Withdrawing my heart, I introduce to you Mrs. Aribika.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for this privilege. I'm not taking it for granted. Hallelujah. I want to ask us, how was your childhood like? How did you get to where you are now? Is your childhood a sweet memory? Was there a sweet impact that was made in your life? Was it positive or negative? As a parent, the way you grow up, is that how you want to train your child? Is there any aspect of your life that you think you are regretting? And is there a way you want to amend those aspects? Or you just want to continue in that line? I struggle on my own. Now I've given birth to you. Continue from where I stop. Is that the type of parent we want to be? If you look at our world today, parents are stressed out. A lot of responsibility. They think of work. We think of society. And then the quality time that we need to have for our children, we don't really give 100% to them. We divide the time and we mix that so many times in the life of our children. Remember that the children are from God. Parenting is sweet. Parenting is interesting. Having to nurture them is sweet. Having to nurture them is interesting. That is when we do it according to the will and according to the purpose of the Lord. Who are we? Is the negative influence we have now is reflecting in the life of our children, or we try to build ourselves and say that thing I passed through when I was a child, my child will not pass through it, and then we molded them in the way of the Lord? Is that what we are thinking about as parents? Praise the Lord. Can we open our Bible? Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4. Ezekiel 18 verse 4. It said, "For every living soul belongs to me, the Father as well as the Son. Both alike are mine. You are of God, and then your children that you bear, they are for God." How do you nurture your child? Are you the type that just bear children? You know, like animals, once they give birth, what happens? That is the end. They just leave them. Go look for food for yourself. Go take care of yourself. Grow on your own. No caring, no provision. Or are you a type that rear your child? For example, you know, when we rear animals, what do? I believe a lot of people are rearing chicken now. For what purpose? Easter is coming. And is that the type of parents we are? That just rear children. The money is there, you pay their school fees. Shelter, they live at home. But do you take care of them? Are you into your children? Do you know who your child is? Do you know who your son is? Do you know who your daughter is? Or are we the type that train our children? When we say training, it means provision for school fees is there, shelter is there, care of their health is there, friendship of the child is there, and that is the biblical way that the Lord wants us to train our children. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, it says, "Train up your child in the way it should go, so that when you grow up, what happens? You will not depart from it." That is what the Bible tells us to do. That we should train them up in the way He wants. So that when they grow up, what happens? They will not depart from it. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, "Children are heritage of the Lord. They belong to God. They are for God. And that is why He has put them in your care. If you, this child that I've given you, you can nurture this child. You can take care of this child. And that is why He handed over that baby to you. That is why I look at you and say, Ezekiel belongs to you. Mold Ezekiel in the way I want. Mold Ezekiel in the way I want." It means they belong to Him. You are just there like a caretaker. Somebody that needs to take care of them in the purpose and in the way of the Lord. And then we are still worship. And as still worship, what are we supposed to do? As still worship, we are supposed to nurture our children in the way of the Lord. Teach them the way of the Lord. Teach them to be creative. Take care of their need, both physical need, both mental health need, most psychological need. Those are the things a steward needs to do. And then we need to teach them how to persevere. It is our role to model them in the way of the Lord. And as we said earlier on, parenting has a lot of tasks. It has a lot of work. It has a lot of skills that we need to put in. But on our own, we cannot do this unless we have the presence of the Lord in all that we do. If you say you want to mold them in your own way, you will fail. If you want to mold them the way your parents bring you up, you will fail. If you want to mold them the way society and molding children, you will fail. But we need to mold them in the way of the Lord. Have you as parents sit down in a day and ask, "This child that you give to me, what is the purpose of this child? What do you want me to install in the life of this child? As parents, have you ever thought of it? Most of the time we feel as parents. Yes, it's normal that we parents, teachers, churches, we come together to mold our children. But if you look at society today, if we depend on our teacher to mold our children, we will get it wrong. If you depend on church or maybe Sunday school teacher to mold them alone, we will not achieve what we need to achieve because they spend little time with them. You are the one that spend most of the time with them. You are the one that bring them up. You are the one that know who your child is. And you are the one that know the needs of a child with the leading of the Holy Spirit part time. It's very, very important. And then I want us to know that parenting, Pastor has said it, it has stages. Parenting has stages. And it has time. If you open our Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 1 said that the Lord, there is time and season for everything. Rearing a child starts from conception. When you take him, when you are pregnant for your child. And that is why Psalm 134 verse 13 said, "From that the Lord formed you from He formed you from your mother's womb, that He knows you even before you were born." That is what the Bible tells us. And from your mother's womb, the Lord has His plan. He has His purpose for you. He has plan. He has purpose for your child. And as a parent, when you are pregnant of your child, do you normally ask God, what are those purposes for this baby that is coming out to our family? This child that you have brought away, what are your plans for the child? Do you pray for that child at that time? Do you intensify and talk to God? What do you want me to know about this child? And then there's a season again. If you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. It talks about when they are giving birth to, during their infant age. During their infant age, how do we nurture them? Especially from ages 1 to 5. How do we nurture them? How do we bring them up in the Lord? At this stage, as Pastor said, this is the stage that the child, we need to let them know their rights and from their wrong. This is the stage we need to let them know their rights from their wrong. At this stage, they want to try so many things. And this is the time you need to nurture them at home. Tell them the repercussion of negative things. Tell them the repercussion of positive things. This is the time to tell them, you don't do this. And when you did it, this is what will happen. This is the time you should punish them in love. You have a child, don't move out. And the child move out. And then you are smiling. There should be punishment for going outside at that time. Because that is the period they want to try you. That is the period they want to know maybe what they are doing is right or wrong. And when you miss it at that time, what happens? You miss it forever. Hallelujah. And then we have the toddler stage. And then we have ages of 5 to 12 too. That is this is the period that you have led them to go out to school. At this time, what you have put in their heart, what you have put in their mind, they go out and have other children around them. They want to copy what they are doing. They want to feel, no, what my parents told me is different from what it should be. And they want to copy other character. This time you've released them to teachers in school. This time you've released them to Sunday school teacher in the church. And then you see them coming home bringing different character. There is not God's will for them at that time. What are you supposed to do for them at that stage? As parents, you need to do what? Correct it immediately. Remind them. That is the period you remind them of what God wants them to be. Remind them of what it is to be a child of God. Remind them of the way they need to go according to the will and according to the purpose of God. And another stage is the teen period. And this one is like aging 13 to 18. At this period, if you look at it as parents, It's a period that seems as if you don't have brain again. As if you are not in this world. As if you are not existing. Because this is the period they want to dominate. This is the period they want to have things done their own way. This is the period they want to identify who they are. And at this time, when they want to go ahead to do things, to you it seems it's not right. You want to draw them back. And to them it's like, Mommy, Daddy, let us be. During your own generation, that is how it is done. This is our own. At times you correct them in some things and they start smiling. At times you do something and they're like, I beg, that is old fashioned. But at this period, we need to be on our toes. If you are not careful, they dominate us. If you are not careful to guide them aright, they meet with other people that will change the purpose of God for their life. And this period, this teenage, is a period that you cannot do it alone, most especially. It's a period that you need to send them a mentor. Look at someone that you feel, oh, this is the character that can match with what I want in my child and what God wants in the life of this child. Stylishly, you join them together with that mentor. Such that whatever you are telling them, and it feels is not right, the same thing the mentor is telling them, they now see it as, oh, what Mommy and Daddy are saying is the same thing that my mentor is saying. And then they move on according to the will of God. And the mentor should be someone they love. Someone that you know that what you want or what God wants in their life have is the person you attach them to. And at that time too, when you see the good life they are living, that is the period you can make them to be a mentor to somebody too. With this, they will not deviate from the will of the Lord. And the last stage is the stage that I said, adolescent stage. This is the stage you move backward and watch. You have little to say at that time. You have little to say at that time. This time you have already molded them. This time you have already released them to the world. This time they're already at the university. This time they are not under your roof. This time the only advantage you have over them is calls. This time the only advantage you have is, where are you? I'm in lecture room. Whether they are there or not, you don't know. This time is when at night to call them, where are you? I'm in my room. Whether they are in the party hall or they are really in their room, you don't know. And that is why, from conception, with the help of God, we need to start doing what? Teaching them the way of God. So that even when they leave us at home, they will not depart from what they are being taught of. Hallelujah. Then when we say parenting, what is parenting? Or who is a parent? Let's start from there. We say a parent is a second figure that is to God, who are living with us. They can be biological or legal. That is what a parent is. They are like caregiver. They are caretaker. And then as parents, we have our duty. When we say parents, we have our duty to nurture our children from conception until they can legally take care of themselves. Until they can boldly live our presence. And then when we say parenting, that is parenting is the process of what? Raising up our children in the way and in the will of God. Why is parenting important? Why is it important? It is important because that is what God wants for us. Parenting is important because that is what God wants. And parenting is important so we can guide our children according to God's will and according to God's purpose. Parenting is important so that we can help shape their life the way God wants it. Remember, the only person that can help us, the only person that wants us to mold our child according to his will is God. And then we should not take our responsibility as parents into the hand of any other person. In parenting, we have different practical steps that we're supposed to follow. We have different practical steps that we need to follow. As a parent, we have to be intentional in giving instructions to our children. We have to be intentional in doing the will of God in the life of our children. If you look at the life of Moses and his mother and his parents, even when he was not under his parents, he was with the Egyptians. The mother goes, I believe she don't just go there to be looking at him as Pharaoh's child, but she must have been telling him things. As she's taking care of him, you are not part of this people. You are an Israelite. This is the reason why you are in the world, to save us from these people. Because for Pharaoh, for Moses to grow up and act and bring his people out of Egypt, it did not just happen in a day. And if you look at the account of Jesus Christ, if you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the parents know the purpose why Jesus was given birth to. Why Jesus came to the world, the parents never deviated from that purpose. What did they do? They guide him. They follow him. They know when he's supposed to be in the temple and they go with him. They know when the disciples, when they need things, what they need to do about it. They guide Jesus Christ until they feel, yes, you cannot be alone. They never leave Jesus that way. As parents, are we doing things intentionally to ensure that our children do not miss the mark? Are we letting our children know who they are in Christ? At times we said, oh, our community influences our children. Where we live influences our children. But our role as a parent is very, very key in their life. Society might want to influence them, but what are your role in the life of your child? Are you reminding them who they are in Christ? Sometimes ago, I was doing a project, and then the project in my office, and then I met with a lady that would grow up in a community. And she was excited. She said, Janet, we are here together. We are here together. I made it. What is she trying to say? The community we grow up is a place that you don't see people achieving purpose. The community we both grow up is a place that is either most of our parents are no more there, but they left their children there. They got married to Egyptians there. They are there now. They are not part of the community. And she reminded me that then she used to look at my family and said, though my mommy is like this, though my father is like this, but the Ogun like these children, I want to grow like them. In that community, you will see, if you open our city room window, that is the square, community square, and this other side is our own house. So you can be seeing different things that they do at night. The only pressure we have is look through the window and see what was going on. And my parents will keep reminding us, yes, we are in this community, but we are not of this community. Though in this community they might not go to school, but the purpose where you are here is for me to make money so that you can achieve something in the future. And then we see our parents with us, sitting together with us at night, instead of sitting in the village square, where different things will be brought up, and then different people will influence our life. And then she said, I remember them, how they cage you people in that community. Even though I was open, I still said, God, the way these people are, that is what I want to be. Are you a reflect of God in your life? Do you want to reflect Christ in your life? We continue in our second service, but I want us to go through, praise the Lord, Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15. It says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away gods which our fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord your God. Next verse, please. And if this evil in your heart, and if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, Choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods our father served in the region beyond the rivers, or the god of the Amorites in whom land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can we say it together? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you say you have counted the cost? You have seen the reward of serving the Lord. That as for you and your house, you will serve the Lord. You will not move back. You will not look back. You will do that which the Lord wants to achieve in your life and the life of your children. Have you missed it in one way or the other? Remember, we say we have stages. Can you say, Lord, help me to come back. Help me to reconcile with my children. Help me to bring them up in your way. Can you tell the Lord, what stage have you missed in the life of your children? What stage have you missed? What is that stage? Can you say, Lord, bring me, I'm coming back to you, and I'm working according to your will. That stage I have missed, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord, to recover it back in the life of my children. Could it be relationship with the Lord? Are they on their own now? Have you missed your part as parents? Can you say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy upon my family. Lead us aright, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We ask for your mercy, oh Lord, upon our family. Lift your right hand up and say, Lord, let your mercy prevail over our families. Can you pray that prayer? Let's hear together. Let your mercy, let your mercy, let your mercy, let your mercy prevail over our families in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to know, no matter what is happening in your family now, there can still be a change. There is always grace. There is always mercy. Yorubas will tell you, out of the black pot comes the white pap. Where you are today should not influence you. We know environment influence, but parents have a dominion that overcomes an environment. Are we here? Parents, we might not be able to afford where we think we should be, but where we are now, in our domain, we can create heaven. We can create America. We can create everything we want our children to have. So we might not be where you are, where you want to be, but you can create the kind of life you want for your children at your level per time. Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? For some of us, if we cast our mind back in life, we are not supposed to be here. People will grow up. I keep telling you, where I grew up, 15, people are mothers. 30, people are grandparents. But we are here today, getting married at 30 or 31, when we are supposed to be grandfathers already. Are you here? It is not late for there to be a change in your family. Therefore, we release grace, 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 grace upon this house. Grace for transformational parenting upon this house. May the Lord grant you wisdom. May the Lord give you understanding. May the Lord help you. May He make every resources you need available for you. Therefore, we stand here and we speak grace, 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 we speak grace. To you, in the name of Jesus. Throughout the adult life of Jesus, we never heard about Joseph. Mary was almost like a single parent, but Jesus still came out well. Hello, are we here? Jesus still was the best woman, being the best person that has ever lived. So, temporary situations around cannot change your destiny when you work at it. Are we here? So some of us, when we talk parenting, we remember the past, what our parents did not do. You feel like crying. But it is not the time to do that. It's the time to thank God, because despite all those things, He has brought you this far. And you are hearing words in season that can still change you. Despite all these things, your children will not go through the same thing. Are we here? Lift your hands up and receive grace. Say, Lord, I receive grace. I will not miss it. My children will not miss it. I will not weep and cry over my children. There shall be no regrets. What the enemy imagines shall not come to pass. They will not laugh at me at the end. I will prevail at the end. There shall be celebration in my family at the end. In the name of Jesus, by your help, by your help, by your help,
by your help, oh Lord, arise and help me. Arise and help me. Arise and help me. Arise and help me.
Lord, we ask that your help will be available for everybody. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. No child comes with an owner's manual for you to read to know what to do. And in Africa, nobody trains us and tells us anything. And there are many books written. Most of them are psychological, worldly books that can do nothing for us. But in the midst of it, I know the grace of God that makes wisdom available and for your children to excel is always available. Therefore, we come by the anointing. Every child that is going out of the way of the Lord, by the anointing and the grace of the Lord, we call them back. We call them back. We call them back. We call them back. In the name of Jesus. I grew up in the market where if you are going somewhere, doing something, they call you back and say, what do you think you are doing? Come back here. But nowadays, even in church, some of you, we can't correct your children. Even like this, your child, you are angry. So we have left your children alone. That is the trouble. In Africa, community raised us. Because our parents can't see us everywhere. But now, you are Macon. What your Bible will call Macon. Don't touch. Don't touch. And unfortunately, you don't know what is happening to them. Some of us know. Some people know. They want to tell you. But they saw how you dealt with somebody that told you something. So they left you. Is it possible you give permission to members of this church to put an eye on your children? Is it possible that you give permission to people, Christian brothers like you, Christian sisters like you, to be? Is it possible that they can advise you? What some people know about your children, you don't know 10% of it. Can you give them permission to correct them, to talk to you when some things are happening? You know we are Africans. It is not from my mouth that they will hear that teacher's mother is a witch. How will teacher change if we cannot tell him? That is a dilemma. Around you, in your neighborhood, in church, in your family house, are people that know what is happening more than you. Some parents are here deceiving themselves. My children are not on social media. Their name is Light BBK. Do you have a kind of relationship with your children that exposes that? Do you give us freedom to tell you some things? You can't parent alone. I ask that the Lord will release grace upon this house this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. We release peace and the shalom of God over every family here. Every crack in the family. Let the Holy Spirit repair in the name of Jesus. Now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you. See you at the house fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.